see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Monday, July 6th, 2026 edition. Your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Budget passed on Friday. 66 policy bills. We just read through them quickly. Well, part of the three bills that were passed was House Speaker Matt Hall's transparency and ethics platform. The three bills, House Bill 40, 62, 63, and 64, would prohibit lawmakers who take office sworn in January 1st of 2027 from registering as lobbyists for 2 years after they leave office. Again, part of Hall's Ethics, Accountability, and Transparency HEAT acronym list of priorities that minimize special interest influence in the state capitol. The bills would also subject former governors, lieutenant governors, department directors to the same 2-year prohibition from registering as lobbyists for the state representatives and state senators. Critics of the revolving door argue, especially because of Michigan's term limits, legislators can be easily persuaded by special interest groups if they believe working and voting on certain issues will result in them getting a lobbyist job after they leave office. Right now, legislative tenures are capped at 12 years total between the House and the Senate. Following a substitute added in the Senate, violations would come with a 90-day misdemeanor and a $1,000 fine. Also, the bill makes it clear that a former House member or senator could still run for elected office. Like, for example, local township supervisors, county commissioners, other positions at the local levels. Well, Hall, in speaking about his bills, said, "I was really proud that we finally got a victory on the Hall Ethics Accountability and Transparency Plan. This closes the revolving door policy and stops politicians from being lobbyists when they leave office. This is just another example of me leading on ethics and transparency, and it's going to be a big change." Hall said that he's the only one that would trade for stopping politicians from becoming lobbyists. I was the only person in favor of leading on this issue. While term limited, UP Senator Ed McBroom was vehemently opposed to the bills, calling them an egregious violation of each legislator's First Amendment rights, freedom of speech, and association. These are just virtual signaling bills that take away our rights, especially in an era where term-limited members losing their jobs. They lose their credentials, their certifications, their licenses, their assets that they may have had in whatever business they own or operated before this. McBroom, not happy, voted against it. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three, just to go through a few of these other bills, these policy bills. Block on large investors from buying homes passes the legislature. Senate passed the House legislation blocking large corporations and investment funds from purchasing single-family homes. The attention of House Bill 6074, Carl Bonac, Republican from Negaunee, who represents a competitive district in the Upper Peninsula's most populated county, is to give local residents protection, access to home ownership. Violators of the bill's guidelines could face a $25,000 fine for each home they purchase illegally. The bill was opposed by Senators Thomas Elbert, Republican from Lowell, Joseph Bellino, Republican from Monroe, Kevin Daley, Republican from Lum, Jeff Irwin, Democrat from Ann Arbor, Jonathan Lindsay, Republican from Coldwater, Lana Tice, Republican from Brighton, and Roger Victory, Republican from Hudsonville. Here are some of the exemptions under the new bill, House Bill 6074. A home that would be purchased under a build-to-rent program where large investors purchase newly constructed homes to be managed as rental properties. Build-to-rent programs can cater to young families struggling to afford mortgage rates and other homeownership expenses. Developers who construct entire communities, sometimes offering shared amenities like pools, on-site management offices, and provide long-term lease agreements. Other homes bought as a part of renovate-to-rent program. In such cases, the home would need to be substantially rehabilitated because it failed to meet structural or core system elements. Homes purchased with an agreement that a renter who's renting as part of a consumer credit transaction agreement would be able to purchase the home with meaningful financial support from a large investor. Finally, homes part of a program boosting home ownership, where renters gain positive impacts on their credit scores or have the first right of refusal, comparing to sell it to an investor. Senate Majority Floor Leader Sam Singh, Democrat from East Lansing, added an amendment to the legislation. It allowed mortgage services and lenders to require homes that could be purchased as a result of a foreclosure. Under the bill, the exemption could be used as a way to mitigate losses or meet investor obligations. Senate side also passed House Bills 5570 and 5571. Eliminates the mandate that new smaller scale apartments with no more than four units on each level would have to have two separate stairways for an entrance and an exit. The stairway bills were opposed by Senators Kevin Daley, Ruth Johnson, and Jim Runstead. But basically, corporations, large investors, are now going to be limited to only owning 100 homes in our state. This is intended to keep single-family homes available to families and not large rental investors. Kind of interesting. Let's see. Any other bills or issues on Friday? No, I think we covered them all. Kind of a 4th of July story, the unfinished American dream still unites Americans. as the United States turned 250 this past Saturday, Americans agree on very little. They're divided over politics, the economy, immigration, education, and some even what it means to be patriotic. Yet one idea still commands remarkable support: the American dream. A new survey from the Milken Center for Advancing the American Dream and Gallup Foundation found that nearly 80% of Americans believe striving for the American dream remains important, making it one of few ideas that still draws broad support across the country's political and cultural divides. There's not a lot in this country right now that nearly 80% of Americans believe in, said Emily Mitzner, Milken Center for Advancing the American Dream Senior Director of Content. And yet, therein lies the paradox of America. A country is now 250 years old. Americans still believe in the American dream, even as many increasingly question whether or not it's attainable for them. Only 46% of Americans say the American dream is achievable by everyone. This is down sharply from 80% back in 1996, just 30 years ago. So the question needs to be asked: what exactly is the American dream? One third of Americans, it means individual freedoms and constitutional rights. For others, it means financial security, home ownership, or the ability to climb the economic ladder. Some see it as an opportunity open to all. Others believe it is fading or has become an outright myth. Mitzer goes on to say, what is so complex about this idea is that it means different things to different people. Flexibility may explain its durability. Historian James Adams published The Epic of America in 1931. He phrased the American dream, and that's where the coining of the phrase came from. Mitzner said, though, the concept itself stretches back to the nation's founding. Declaration of Independence. The promise, independence states the promise of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, in 1931, when Adams coined the term, he stated people have grown weary and mistrustful of it. It's not a dream of motor cars and merely high wages, but it's a dream of social order in which each man and each woman shall be able to attain the fullest stature of what they are innately capable of, and being recognized by others for what they, regardless of their circumstances, birth, or position in life. Mitzner said the concept of the American dream is much older, even if the words weren't used. We actually see the American dream in the Declaration of Independence. It was an idea adopted by Thomas Jefferson, who actually wrote the Declaration of Independence based on philosopher John Locke when he was writing about natural rights. In his book, called the Two Treaties of Civil Government. Locke used property instead of happiness. Mitzner said something else stood out in this most recent poll. 58% of Americans believe the American dream is unfinished, and that even the idea of the American dream is not becoming something that can be concretely expressed. When asked how it could be finished, another unifying ideal surfaced. Both Republicans and Democrats said government reform was needed. Equal rights for all Americans, as well as education. The sense that we're unfinished, to me, is really powerful. It says that this thing is important, and we have more work to do, because we want to make sure that this ideal lives and becomes accomplished. Well, one of the Wayne State University sociology professors, Kari Brown, points to a country that has become far wealthier, but also more unequal. The top 1% of the country has gone from owning 1/4 of the country's wealth to now owning 1/3. The top 10% went from owning half of the wealth to now 2/3. And that's taken place just since the United States bicentennial 50 years ago. Back in 1976, the share of Americans who believe everyone can achieve the American dream has fallen by more than 30 percentage points, coinciding with a period in which the nation's wealth has become increasingly concentrated among the highest earners. Brown went on to say, when you are in survival mode, you don't have time to reflect. Nearly 1/3 of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, and many would struggle to absorb even an unexpected $1,000 expense. Brown went on to say, economic insecurity leaves people with little room to think about civic ideals or national anniversaries. Brown went on to say that the top 1% donated more than 3/4 of all federal campaign funding in the 2024 election. Those wealthy donors aren't looking for the same things from the government. He pointed to hardship as being the biggest reason that people haven't paid attention to the fact that America's 250th anniversary has come and gone. Finally, closing the story, Brown said that those born in 1976, 50 years ago, feel that their life has gotten better. Poverty rate's been cut from 22 down to 11. Life expectancy has increased to 79 years old. We'll see where we go from here, said Brown. Bomb the Hour News, hour number 3, we'll be right back. This.